This is the Sakar Merli of the 26th of March 2026. Essence, sweet children, save yourselves from the influence of bad company and pay full attention to this study, and then no storms can come to you. Don't blame Maya. Question. To what one aspect should you constantly pay attention so that your boat can go across? Answer. Baba, whatever your orders are, constantly continue to follow the Father's orders and your boat will go across. Those who follow orders are protected from being attacked by Maya. The locks on their intellects open and they experience limitless happiness. They never perform wrong actions. Song. Having found you, I have found the whole world. Om Shanti. All of you sweetest children at all the centres heard the song. All of you understand that you are once again claiming the sovereignty of the world from the Unlimited Father, exactly as you did 5,000 years ago. We have been claiming it every cycle. We claim the kingdom and then lose it. You children understand that you have now gone into the lap of the Unlimited Father. That is, you have become his children. You are truly those. While sitting at home, you make effort. Continue with this study in order to claim a high status from the Unlimited Father. You know that the ocean of knowledge, the purifier, the bestower of salvation for all, Shiv Baba, is our father, teacher and Satguru. We are claiming our inheritance from him, and we should therefore make so much effort to claim a high status. On the path of ignorance, when children study at school, the marks they pass with are number-wise according to how much they study. No one there says that Maya is causing them obstacles or that there are the storms of Maya. Either they don't study properly or they get caught up in bad company and they are busy playing games. That is why they don't study and why they therefore fail. However, that cannot be called the storms of Maya. When someone's behaviour is not very good, the certificate that the teacher gives him says that his behaviour is not very good and that he has been spoilt by the bad company he keeps. There is no question of blaming Maya, Ravan, in that. Some children of eminent good people become very good, whereas others become spoilt and start drinking, etc. They go in a wrong, dirty direction. Then their father says that they have become unworthy. There are many subjects in other studies. Here there is only one type of study. There human beings teach, whereas here you children know that God is teaching you. If you study well, you can become the masters of the world. There are many children. Some are unable to study because of the influence of bad company. Why should you call that the storms of Maya? If someone doesn't study because of bad company, what can Maya, the teacher or the father do? If they are unable to study, they just go back home. according to the drama. They had to come into the Batty at first. They came and took refuge. Some were beaten and harassed by their husbands, and others had disinterest. They weren't able to stay at home, so they came here, but even after that they also left here. They were unable to study, and so they found a job or got married. Here, they just make the excuse that they are unable to study because of the storms of Maya. They don't understand that their condition has become like that because of the influence of bad company, and that they have many strong vices. Why do you say that you fell because you experienced the storms of Maya? It all depends on you. Follow the teachings that you receive from the Father, Teacher and Satguru. If you don't follow them, it means that there is the influence of bad company or the intoxication of lust or body consciousness. Those from all the centres understand that they are studying with the Unlimited Father to receive the sovereignty of the world. If you don't have this faith, why are you sitting here? There are many other ashrams, but there is no attainment there. There is no aim or objective there. They are all small sects and cults, branches and twigs. The tree has to grow. Here, all of this is connected. Those who belong to this sweet deity tree will emerge. Who are the sweetest of all? Those who become the emperor and empress of the golden age. You now understand that those who claim number one must definitely have studied very well. They went into the Sun Dynasty kingdom. There are many who live a surrendered life and do a lot of service while living at home. There is so much difference. Although some live here, they are unable to teach, and so they engage themselves in doing other work. They will attain a small royal status towards the end. It has been seen that the people who live outside, at home, with their families, go ahead very fast in studying and teaching others. Not everyone is a householder. Kumars and Kumaris are not called householders. It used to be that those who retired at the age of 60 would hand everything over to their children and go and live with a sage, etc. Nowadays, everyone is Tamo Pratan, so they don't even let go of their business, etc., until they are about to die. In earlier days, they would retire at the age of 60, and they would go and live at Benares. You children understand that no one can return home. No one can attain salvation. Only the Father is the bestower of liberation and liberation in life. Not everyone attains liberation in life. Some go into liberation. The original eternal deity religion is now being established. It then depends on whatever effort each one makes. In that too, Kumaris have a very good chance. They too become heirs of the Parlokic Father. Here, all of you children have a right to claim your inheritance from the Father. Outside, daughters don't receive an inheritance. The sons are greedy for it. There are some who feel they should claim the inheritance that they would receive anyway and wonder why they should let go of it. they study both studies. There are many varieties of children. You understand that those who study well will claim a high status. They will become very wealthy subjects. Those who are living here will have to live inside, in the palaces. They will become maids and servants. Then they would perhaps take 3, 4, or 5 births in a kingdom at the end of the Silver Age. The wealthy ones who always have the wealth from the beginning of the Golden Age are much better off. Why should those who live at home with their families not claim a wealthy status? They try to claim a royal status. However, if you slip and fall, you would then have to make effort to claim a high status amongst the subjects. That too is a high status. Those who live outside can claim a higher status than those who live here. Everything depends on the effort you make. Effort cannot remain hidden. Those who become the wealthiest of all the subjects will not remain hidden. It isn't that those who live outside receive a low status. Is it better to claim a royal status at the end or a high status among the subjects from the beginning? Those who live at home with their families don't experience as many storms of mire. Those who live here experience many storms. They have courage and are sitting in Shiv Baba's refuge, but they don't study because of the influence of bad company. Everything will be known at the end. Visions will be given of what status each one claims. Everyone studies, number-wise. Some run a centre by themselves. In some places, those who are studying go ahead of those who are running that centre. Everything depends on the effort you make. It isn't that storms of Maya come, no. It is just that your behaviour isn't good and you do not follow Srimat. It is the same in a worldly family. They don't follow the directions of their teacher or parents. You have become the children of the father who has no father of his own. There, in the outside world, they have to go out a great deal. Some children get caught up in bad company and thereby fail. Why should they say that there are storms of Maya? It is their own foolishness. They don't follow directions, and they thereby fail through such behaviour. Many children are very greedy. Some have anger, and others have the habit of stealing. At the end, everything will be known. So-and-so left because of such behaviour. It will then be understood that he went and joined the Shudra clan. He cannot then be called a Brahmin. After leaving this study, he went and became a Shudra again. Those who have heard even a little of this knowledge will become one of the subjects. The tree is very big. Others will emerge somewhere or other. Those who belonged to the deity religion and were converted to other religions will emerge. Many will come and everyone will wonder. Those of other religions can also claim their inheritance of liberation. Anyone can come here. If they want to claim a high status in their own kingdom, they will come here and take their aim. Baba gave you visions of how those souls come here and take their aim. It isn't that they can only obtain their aim when they stay here. Anyone of any religion can take his aim. The aim they receive is, remember the Father and the land of peace, and you will claim a high status in your own religion. Neither will they receive liberation in life, nor will they go there. Their hearts won't be set on that. Only those who truly belong to this religion will have their hearts set on going there. At the end, souls have to know the Father. At many centres, there are many who don't pay that much attention to this study. Therefore, it is understood that they cannot claim a high status. If they had faith, none of them would say that they don't have time. However, because it is not in their fortune, they say that they don't have time or that they have other things to do. If it is in their fortune, they begin to make effort day and night. While moving along, their characters become spoilt because of bad company. That can also be called bad omens. The highest omens change to slightly lower omens. Perhaps as they move along, the omens will be removed. For some, Baba says, they have the worst omens over them. They don't even listen to God. They think that it is Brahma who is saying this. Some children don't realize who it is that is giving them directions. Because of being body conscious, they think that it is the corporeal one who is giving directions. If they were soul conscious, they would understand that they have to follow everything Shiv Baba says. The responsibility then lies with Shiv Baba. You have to follow Shiv Baba's directions. By becoming body conscious, you forget Shiv Baba. In that case, Shiv Baba cannot be responsible. His orders must be taken on board. However, you don't understand who is speaking to them. No one else is giving you orders. Only the Father says, I give you Srimat. Firstly, remember me and imbibe this knowledge that I give you, and then inspire others to do the same. Just do this business. Okay, Baba, whatever your orders are. Those standing in front of the kings say, your wish is my command. Kings used to give orders, whereas here, this order is from Shiv Baba. You should repeatedly say, whatever is your order, Shiv Baba. You will then remain happy, because you will understand that Shiv Baba is giving you orders. When you have remembrance of Shiv Baba, the lock on your intellect opens. Shiv Baba says, develop this practice and your boat will go across. However, the difficulty is that you repeatedly forget. Why should you say that Maya makes you forget? You forget, and this is why everything you do is wrong. Many children give this knowledge very well, but they have no yoga through which their sins could be absolved. There are many such very good children who don't have any yoga at all. It is understood from their behaviour that they don't stay in yoga, and so the sins remain for which they will have to suffer. There is no question of storms in this. Just understand that that is your mistake because you do not follow Srimat. You have come here to study Raj Yoga. You are not being taught yoga to become subjects. Prajyoga. There are the mother and father. Follow them, and you too can be seated on the throne. For them, it is certain that they become Sri Lakshmi and Narayan. So follow the mother and father. Those of other religions don't follow the mother and father. They only believe in the father. Here you have both. God is the creator. The mother is an incognito secret. The mother and father continue to educate you. They explain to you, don't do this, do this. If a teacher punishes you, he does that at school. A student cannot say, you are being disrespectful to me. A father might even slap you in front of 5 or 6 children. A child couldn't say, why did you slap me in front of 5 or 6 children? No, children here are given teachings. If you cannot follow them, then live at home and make effort. If you do disservice while sitting here, then whatever little you have earned will also be finished. If you don't want to study, then leave it. I cannot continue with this. Why should you defame Baba? There are many children. Some will study and others will leave. Each one of you must remain intoxicated with your study. The father says, don't take service from one another. Let there not be any arrogance. To take personal service from others is arrogance of the body. Baba has to explain to you. Otherwise, when the tribunal sits, you will say, I wasn't aware of the rules and regulations. This is why the father explains everything to you. Later, visions will be given, and there will then be punishment. There cannot be punishment without proof. The father explains a lot to you, exactly as he did in the previous cycle. Each one's fortune is seen. Some do service and make their lives like diamonds, whereas others cross out their fortune. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Follow the teachings you receive from the father, teacher and Satguru. Don't blame Maya, but check your own weaknesses and remove them. 2. Renounce arrogance and remain intoxicated with your study. Never take any personal service from others. Protect yourself very well from the influence of bad company. Blessing. May you constantly wear your crown of light and have all your activities carried out by signalling your thoughts. The children who remain constantly light can never waste their thoughts or their time. They only have thoughts that are going to happen practically. Just as you clarify something by speaking about it, in the same way, all your activities can be carried out by your thoughts. When you use this method, the corporeal world will become the subtle region. For this, accumulate the power of silence and constantly wear your crown of light. Slogan: step away from this land of sorrow, and waves of sorrow will never come to you. Aviat signal: make your foundation of faith strong, and remain constantly fearless and carefree. When a battery in a car becomes a little weak, and the car is not able to run by itself, you then have to get others to give it a push. In the same way, when you have faith in the One and feel that you can receive help from that One, take a little help from that One and move forward. Do not think about any weaknesses too much, for only then will you be able to move forward happily. Om Shanti.